Well, I get ideas together by playing on the piano, which Dizzy told me to do many years ago. If you're gonna write some music, man, you gotta play the keyboard. And I get things together harmonically on the keyboard, and I play my saxophone and get melody ideas and sing melodies to myself. There's so many different ways that music is revealed to you, because
It's a nice way to put it.
Because I've had some T-shirts made last year. Said music is in the sky for everyone to grab some, because we get hung up on one person. The American media gets hung up. Coltrane, Miles, boo, boom, forever. But it's a lot of people got music, and a lot of people can get it. That's a way to encourage young people that it's not all, they don't have it all. They may have grabbed a whole lot. In some cases, John Coltrane grabbed a lot. Dizzy, Charlie Parker, Miles, Art Tatum, they grabbed a lot of music from the sky or wherever. But there's still some left that you can get some. And that's, whenever I'm teaching, that's always in my mind. So when I'm writing something, the hardest thing now is to find something that's original. Especially being here so many years and hearing so much music. Everything begins to remind me of something else. And when that happens, I have to, as my teacher Schramm taught me, I have to be able to change a note here or there to make it not sound like. And it's amazing thing that with all the music that has gone before me and is still ongoing with the same 12 tones of the chromatic scale, there's still people coming up with a different sounding song. Some of them are junk, but some of them are good. It's amazing, just the 12 tones.